Ordinarily, we would be doing part two of the Psalms. Today, we will resume our Old Testament survey next week, and we will do part two of the Psalms today for Mother's Day. It is our privilege to encourage the women among us, our sisters in Christ, from a beautiful passage of Scripture. We trust that by the power of the Holy Spirit, this will feed and encourage the women as well as the men. Please open your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. Stand with me as we read the Holy Scriptures this morning. 1 Peter chapter 3. In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. Your adornment must not be merely external, braiding the hair, wearing gold jewelry, or putting on dresses, but let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. Will you pray with me, please? Will you pray right now that God would open your heart, soften your heart, removing Satan's blinders, removing the hardness of sin, removing pride, removing anything that would resist the work of the Holy Spirit. You pray right now that God would open your heart and speak to your heart from His Holy Scriptures and set you free by the truth. You pray right now for your response to the sermon. Will you pray now for the other people in this room? That God would remove everything from their hearts that would resist and give them the wonderful gift of humility and trust that they may receive what God has for them today. Pray for the other people in this room. Now would you pray for me? These four verses are perfect. But I am not. Please pray for me that I would preach this passage accurately and therefore powerfully. Heavenly Father, move in such a way today. Edify your church by your word. Move in such a way today that we all know that you have answered our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. You have notes in your bulletin for this beautiful passage, this gift to the church. So please take out your notes and follow along. Jessica will be helping you on the screen. The first thing we see from this beautiful passage, number one in your notes, wives should not resist their husband's role and position, but should voluntarily submit to God's wonderful plan. Wives should not resist their husband's role and position, but should voluntarily submit to God's wonderful plan. Trinity Baptist Church, God's way is best. God knows what He's doing. God's plan for marriage is perfect. It is wonderful. It is a gift from His love and grace. Verse 1 says, in the same way, you wives, be submissive. The Greek word, you have it on the back of your note sheet. The Greek word is the word hupotasso. Like many Greek words, it's a compound. It's a two-part word. Hupotasso. Tasso means to arrange, to appoint, or to ordain. That is tasso, to arrange. Hupo means under. Hupo tasso, to arrange under. We see both Greek words, tasso, to arrange, and hupo tasso, to arrange under. Both of those Greek words are in one verse, and it helps us understand the whole concept. Behind me on the screen, you have Romans 13, verse 1. Every person is to be in subjection, hupo tasso, to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established, tasso, by God. God established, tasso, governing authorities. So we must submit, hupo tasso, to God's plan. Marriage is the same. God arranged marriage. Wives are called to submit to what God has established. Paul uses the same beautiful Greek word, hupo tasso, in the famous Ephesians 5 passage. Look carefully at verse 1 again. 1 Peter 3, 1, it says, in the same way, in the same way, wives submit to your husbands. In what way? It's almost as though we've started Peter's message in the middle. Well, we have. So we have to back up a little bit and see what he's talking about. You've got 1 Peter 3. Turn one page back, if necessary, to 2:13. 2:13, and follow along. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God, that by doing right you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Act as free men. Do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bond slaves of Christ. See that right there? Back up, Jessica. For such is the will of God, that by doing right, you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Now forward, Jessica. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king, servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable, for this finds favor if, for the sake of conscience toward God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly. What credit is there if, when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? I love that. What good is it if you do wrong and are punished? But if, when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, Trinity Baptist, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his wounds you were healed. For you are continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. This whole beautiful passage, 1 Peter 2:13 on to 3 verse 6, is about submitting to authority. That's the theme of the passage, submitting to authority and doing what is right to honor God, to glorify God, and to silence foolishness. We are to do what is right and follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered unjustly for us. Look at the verse 3:1. In the same way, you wives, Be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. Number two in your notes, wives, submit to their husbands to glorify God. Wives, submit to their husbands to glorify God and win their husbands to Christ. It says, win their husbands to Christ. What an interesting word. Win their husbands to Christ. When we baptize someone here at Trinity, is it a quiet thing? Or do we shout hallelujah? We shout, we celebrate. Why do we do that? Because we have won a brother or sister. Last week we had the privilege of baptizing our brother in Christ, Bob Hollenbeck. We shouted hallelujah when we did that because we have gained a brother in Christ. It's a celebration. My dear sisters of Trinity Baptist who are married to unsaved men, you submit to your ungodly husband, your unsaved husband, your unloving husband. You do it for the glory of God and in order to win him to the Lord Jesus. Ultimately, the ultimate reason for submission to authority, for everyone here, the ultimate reason of submission to authority is to glorify God. To glorify God. Take a look again at our beautiful passage. In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. Chaste and respectful behavior. Peter says something very similar to all of us in 2:12. Take a look behind me on the screen. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. All of us are called to holiness because it displays the glory of God. Holiness glorifies God, and submission to authority for all of us is part of that beautiful holy behavior. Number three in your notes, good Christian behavior is a powerful influence and brings glory to God. Good Christian behavior is a powerful influence and brings glory to God. Chaste and respectful are beautiful words. The word chaste in verse 2 is the Greek word hagnos. You've got this on your back page. Hagnos, it means pure, uncontaminated by evil. Sin is contamination. Amen? Sin is contamination. And this beautiful word hagnos means uncontaminated. Paul uses the word in Titus 2:3-5 behind me on the screen. Older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossips, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good, so that they may encourage the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure, uncontaminated by evil, I added that, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored. Number four in your notes, Christ wants the members of his body to be pure. Christ wants the members of his body to be pure. Do you see the theme in all of these verses? Purity glorifies God. Purity glorifies God. Trinity Baptist Church, people make fun of Christians. You have seen it on the news. You have seen it in your neighborhoods. People make fun of Christians. And they make fun of us when they find out that we're sinners too. And they say, look, they live just like me. We don't live just like them. We shouldn't live just like them. And when we are pure, we silence that foolishness. We must silence it. Number five, in your notes. The most beautiful thing about a woman is her purity. The most beautiful thing about a woman is her purity. If you look at the world today, you see women focused on their outward appearance. If you look at the world today, you see women focused on their outward appearance. These things should not be the priority of a Christian woman. These things should not be the priority of a Christian woman. Number six in your notes, purity is true beauty. Purity is true beauty. My dear sisters at Trinity Baptist Church, are you focused on your outward appearance? Are you focused on your outward appearance? Is this the focus of your life? Or is the focus of your life, to yield to the Lord Jesus Christ as He cleans the contamination of sin out of your heart and makes you a truly beautiful woman? Is that your focus? Is the focus of your life to yield to the Lord Jesus Christ as He cleans the contamination of sin out of your heart and makes you a truly beautiful woman? What is your focus? Peter, the apostle, says it so much better than I ever could. So I'm going to stop and let's move on to verse 3. Look at verse 3. Your adornment must not be merely external, braiding the hair, wearing gold jewelry, or putting on dresses, but let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. Outer beauty is worthless compared with inner beauty. These days, women spend a lot of money and time and energy on outer beauty. Some women will put incredible pressure on themselves for outer beauty. We men have failed to lead in this area. Why? We men have failed to lead in this area because we have valued outer beauty too much. Christian men must lead the way by valuing what is truly precious and beautiful. Men, we must be leaders in this area. Purity is what is beautiful in God's eyes. Number seven in your notes, a Christian woman should focus her life on adorning herself for God. A Christian woman should focus her life on adorning herself for God. What did the Lord say to the prophet Samuel in 1 Samuel 16:7? Behind me on the screen, the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I've rejected him, for God sees not as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Inner beauty should be the priority of your life. What does inner beauty look like? What does it look like? Our passage gives it to us. Look at verse 3 again. Your adornment must not be merely external, braiding the hair, wearing gold jewelry, or putting on dresses, but let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. Number 8 in your notes, outer beauty is temporary, inner beauty is imperishable. Inner beauty is imperishable. Peter says, adorn yourself with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit. Outer beauty fades, but inner beauty increases as you mature in Christ. It increases. What is a gentle and quiet spirit? That's what Peter says is inner beauty. A gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. Gentle is the Greek word praios. This is on the back of your notes. Gentle is the Greek word praios. It's a gracious friendliness as opposed to a bad temper. A gracious friendliness as opposed to a bad temper. It describes someone who does not attack back. This word is so beautiful for men and women. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ uses this word to describe himself. This is an incredible virtue. Look at Matthew 11 behind me on the screen. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, says the Lord Jesus Christ. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle. Same Greek word. And humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All that Jesus is beautiful. All that Jesus is beautiful. Jesus is gentle, and every single one of us must yield to the Lord Jesus as he builds this incredible quality into our hearts. Look at verse 4 in our passage. But let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. A quiet spirit is an attitude of peace. When other people upset you, you are quiet within and calm and patient toward them. When other people upset you, a quiet spirit is peaceful within and calm and patient without. It's a beautiful quality. But notice that Peter says these qualities are precious in the sight of God. What an incredible statement. A gentle and quiet spirit is precious in the sight of God. Precious is the Greek word paluteles on the back. It means the very end or limit. It describes something that is very, very high price, the highest price. The highest price. To give you an idea of this Greek word precious, look at Mark 14 behind me on the screen. While Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper and reclining at the table, there came a woman with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume. Pure nard, she broke the vial and poured it over his head. Number 9 in your notes, inner beauty is precious in God's sight. Inner beauty is precious in God's sight. Ladies and gentlemen, how can we have a gentle and quiet spirit? How can we have a gentle and quiet spirit? Jesus gives us a hint. Look at Matthew 15. But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man or woman. The issue is the heart. The issue is the heart. Behavior modification will not do the trick. You can't just try and do better. That doesn't work. Do you want a gentle and quiet spirit? I have great news for you. If you are a Christian here today, Christ lives in your heart. Christ has given you a new heart. And Peter gives us that. We started in the middle of the book. And I kind of robbed you a little bit by that, because Peter has this beautiful message to the church, and it's chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and I just gave you chapter 3. Turn over to chapter 1. Look at verses 1 through 5. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as aliens scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to obey Jesus Christ and be sprinkled with his blood, may grace and peace be yours in fullest measure. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable. Same Greek word, by the way. And undefiled, and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed at the last time. My dear sisters in Christ, you can have a gentle and quiet spirit because you are a child of God. You are a child of God. Peter says you have been sanctified by the Holy Spirit. This is our last Greek word. It's on the back of your notes. Sanctified is hagiosmos, and it means purified. Purified. Number 10 in your notes. The Holy Spirit has come into your heart to cleanse and purify you. The Holy Spirit has come into your hearts to cleanse and purify you. Look at 2 Thessalonians 2:13 behind me on the screen. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. Ladies, the Holy Spirit has purified you and is purifying you. The Holy Spirit in your heart is working in you to give you the power to lay aside the old self and put on the new self. Look at Colossians 3. Do not lie to one another, since you've laid aside the old self with its evil practices and have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him. Ladies, the Holy Spirit lives inside your heart. If you are a Christian today, the Holy Spirit lives inside your heart. He will give you the power based on your union with Christ. Based on your union with Christ, he will give you the power to have a gentle and quiet spirit. Stay connected to him. Stay connected to him. Abide in his life-giving vine and bear much fruit. So for ladies and for all of us, here is a beautiful prayer I want you to pray this week. It is Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Here's a beautiful prayer for you this week. Ladies and gentlemen, a beautiful prayer for you this week. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, may the God of peace equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. If you're here this morning and you do not have Jesus Christ in your heart, that is the main issue. That is the main issue. Jesus loves you. He died to take the punishment for all of your sins. And if you will surrender to him in faith, he will come to live in your heart, give you a new heart, and give you the power to rise above the contamination of sin. Will you pray with me, please? Gracious Heavenly Father, we as a group come before you today and we forsake sin. We hate sin. We hate all that is evil. And we pray that by your power you would work in us all that is pleasing in your sight. For the glory of your name, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.